Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Daniel Chung, and he's an owner of Aviation Tax Consultants. And Daniel, with all of the news coming out of Washington about the budget and the and the payroll tax deduction and everything, hidden in there is a little gift for, well, anybody that's planning a major expenditure, but the aviation industry in particular. Why don't you explain that to us?
Yeah. Currently, in Congress, they're discussing extending the payroll tax cut, some of the Medicare changes and so forth. But included in the bill, H.R. 3630, is extending bonus depreciation for 2012. 100% bonus depreciation is in the language of the bill right now, H.R. 3630.
Now, we were close to having that signed, sealed, and delivered yesterday, but the bill got amended. How is that going to affect bonus depreciation?
Well, I think what will happen is when Congress returns after the new year, they will get around to passing the full 3630. The current bill, the version that was passed by Senate yesterday, is a kind of a stripped-down version. It does not include bonus depreciation, so it would not officially be passed until, I believe, in January.
Yeah, but bonus depreciation isn't the only thing that it doesn't include. There's a whole bunch of very important government business that needs to be put into a larger bill for passage in 2 months, right?
That is correct. That is correct. That's why, I mean, because of the holidays and so forth, they just kind of delayed the passing of the discussion and the debating of the whole bill. So they decided to pass a two-month extension, which is what got passed in the Senate yesterday.
Now, the bonus depreciation issue was a fairly large one a few months ago, and the administration in particular was adamantly opposed to extending it, particularly where aviation was concerned. What do you think changed?
Well, I think the sentiment against airplanes has not changed politically. However, bonus depreciation does apply to all manufacturers, all new equipment that is being purchased. So I think the bigger picture is bonus depreciation certainly does give the economy a boost in terms of capital improvement and expenditures. So I think that's why bonus depreciation is being included in the original bill.
Okay, well, I mean, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, as they say. Bonus depreciation is still in effect until the end of this month. What's been going on at your office?
Yeah, right now we are operating under the rule that for 2012, bonus depreciation will change to 50%. So there is actually some urgency in the marketplace that we have seen in the last couple months, actually. A lot of taxpayers realize that they do have a good year and they do need some deductions and they have a need for a business aircraft. So we have seen the activity improved quite a bit in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so if you want to be sure of taking advantage of 100% bonus depreciation, you have to do it in the next couple of weeks.
Exactly. Closing of the airplane and place the airplane in service before December 31st will guarantee the 100% bonus depreciation for 2011. For the taxpayers that cannot get the transaction completed, there is also some extended delivery allowance for airplane by putting down a deposit and signing a contract before the end of the year, and that will allow and preserve 100% bonus depreciation in 2012. So there are some planning opportunities for taxpayers that cannot complete the purchase this year, but they need the depreciation in 2012.
But if they just cannot pull it all together by the end of the year, there is that chance. There's probably a fairly good chance that bonus depreciation is coming back, right?
Yeah, I think so. Again, because bonus depreciation, unless, you know, there's some exception carved out against airplane owners, I don't see that happening. So bonus depreciation, chances are, will return in 2012 when Congress returns to pass the bill H.R. 3630.
Well, wouldn't that be a nice Christmas present for all of us?
Yeah, I think so. Again, I mean, I think it certainly does give the industry a much-needed boost. Bonus depreciation does.
Well, we appreciate your time today, Daniel. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.